Music Matters.
The Alaskan Music Spotlight on KNBA is sponsored by the Taproot Public House in Spinard. For information and a schedule of events, go to taprootalaska.com. It's 5:35, a pretty darn sunny Friday afternoon. I love this sunshine, and we've got some great music to go along with it today. It's all about keeping the momentum on this Friday afternoon. The sunshine makes you move out of the workplace and onto the streets and into the nighttime, where we've got some wonderful live music to share with you tonight over at the Taproot. It is going to be Emma Hill and Brian Dast with a special guest, Kat Moore, playing tonight at 7 o'clock. So let's see what the folks have in store for us tonight. Welcome to the studio, Emma, Brian, and Kat. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having us, Lauren.
I can't believe this sunshine, just how much it really does motivate you and make you just think, I got to get out and do something. Let me start my Friday with some music. You guys have been in motion for a little while, too. At the end of last year, and then all of a sudden, boom, Brian comes up to Alaska to join Emma, and you've been doing dates everywhere.
We've been having a good little run here around the state. We've done Seward, Girdwood, Anchorage,
Eagle River,
Fairbanks. We just drove back from Fairbanks today, actually, on this beautiful Bluebird Day. It was a gorgeous drive.
Just going to say, and as you passed by Denali,
Denali was there. Yeah. Given us all of her beauty. And
as she says, I'm glad I wrote that song.
Yes.
Worked out pretty well. Well, Kat Moore joins the crew tonight for a little special appearance, playing some piano, some tunes, some sing-alongs with the gang. Super Saturated Sugar Strings are all back in action as well, right?
Yeah, we had a great show at the Taproot last weekend, and I'm excited to sing for y'all this evening in a couple hours here.
Well, not to embarrass you at all, but we're speaking of in motion, and Kat was coming across the country, and I got to share this story that we're in the middle of nowhere in Arizona.
I am in
the Saguaro National Park, and I turn a corner, and there's Kat Moore
standing. I just walked out of the bathroom, and there was Lauren Dixon standing there with a big smile on his face.
It was, not that
so
I was sad or anything, but I was just kind of down there not thinking about anything, and there's Kat's smile suddenly. And it was great. The rest of the trip, I was smiling.
Oh, it was a fantastic, talk about sunny days, too. Beautiful day in the desert to run into you.
It was.
Miles and miles away from home.
Well, it's good to have you back.
It's good to be home. Thank you.
And everyone can catch the show tonight at 7 o'clock,
Indeed. And
it will be starting sharply at 7.
Indeed.
So let's hear some music. What do you guys want to share to get some crowds out there to the Taproot tonight?
Kat, why don't you share one of your solo songs that you're going to be doing for us tonight?
That sounds great. So speaking of In Motion, this is a song that is sort of written in two parts. The first part was written in Philadelphia before I went silent for a while, and then I had to go silent, so I couldn't sing it, so I never finished the song. Well, I found my way to California on my way back up to Alaska, and had an experience that figured into the second half of this song, so very grateful for that, and to have a whole song by the time I got home. It's called Crumb, like a breadcrumb. Don't brush me off, 'cause I ain't no crumb. You're acting like an old sore thumb. I'm a real gal, and I've got a heart, and you knew that straight from the start. Well, I ain't no fainting, no chandelier, so please don't leave all me hanging. I got stood up while I was sitting down, so I stood up and went downtown. Rain fell like tears, oh, we could have drowned. I got stood up while sitting down. darling, you flake, or like the snow, and like the snow, oh darling, you never show. Like the snow, don't brush me off, 'cause I ain't a crumb. Oh, you're acting like, oh, a big sore thumb. Well, I'm a real gal, oh yes I am, and I've got a heart, and you knew that straight from the start. Oh, darling, you know that. So, baby, don't break my heart.
It's Kat Moore live at KMBA playing tonight at 7 o'clock at the Taproot with special guests Emma and Brian. Or is it the other way around, or is it any way you want?
Any way you want.
Any way you want.
It's going to be a nice night of music, so head on over to the Taproot and get your weekend started just right. Thank you, Kat.
Thank you.
So what you guys got going on right now?
Well, Brian and I have been just really looking forward to the show tonight, and we couldn't be more excited to have Kat here with us. So
me too.
We're going to showcase some songs that we're definitely going to be playing tonight, and you're going to get to hear this beautiful third-part harmony that Kat's going to join in with. So let's start off with Hard Love.
Okay.
This is another. This is a track off of our newest album, Denali. Baby,
that one. That one's heard on the radio. From the CD Denali, that's Hard Love, and it is Emma Hill and Brian Dast live in studio with Kat Moore. Everybody's in motion this Friday afternoon, looking forward to a sunny Saturday at least. It should be clouding up on Sunday, so why not get out there this evening to the Taproot, enjoy some live music, and be on your way to a fun old weekend. We have got ourselves a lot of new music coming up. And your CD is really still carrying well from last year. How are things going with promoting the album?
Oh, man, Lauren, we just couldn't have asked for a better last few months. We have just had so much support coming from all over the place. We've got CD sales. They just keep coming in from places over in Europe and the UK.
No kidding.
Ended up, the album got named one of UK Country Music Magazine's top 10 albums of 2014. That was a huge moment for us. Our music video, Lioness, got debuted on CMT Edge. We just have had so much amazing support in helping us get the word out about this album, and it's really working.
Even a little activity with a wee little desk concert?
Well,
sort of, yeah.
What I mean, we did.
Tell the story on that.
Okay.
The Tiny Desk Concert.
Tiny Desk Concert did this really cool contest, which we were so excited to be a part of. We were one of the very first entries. The day that they announced the contest, I woke up. We were in Hot Springs, South Dakota. I was sleeping in the bedroom in the house that was their granddaughter's room. And so I'm looking over the rules and it says, just record your song in front of any version of a tiny desk that you think seems fit. I look into the corner and there is the tiniest little table and chair set I've ever seen for obviously for tea parties for their small toddler granddaughter. I'm like, Brian, we have something to do today.
So yeah, I rubber banded my iPhone to a mic stand,
yep.
And we made our video.
And we made the video. And
with that banjo there,
psychedelic banjo.
And we were really excited to find. We kind of just like put it up there and then forgot about it because we were on tour and things were crazy. And then we were in Bend, Oregon, and I was looking up the link to send it to somebody, and I was like, why do we have 5,000 views on our Tiny Desk Concert entry? And Brian did some research and realized that's because Bob Boylan had tweeted about it and put it on his Tumblr page. And
it was one of their favorites of the week.
Made it a really nice little comment. And then later when...
He really liked the psychedelic banjo.
He really loves Brian's banjo.
You know, sometimes you just never know what's going to catch fire.
Yeah.
And you run with it.
But... you know, we thought, okay, like the banjo, that's it. But he actually remembered who we were many weeks later as the contest was coming to an end. NPR here in Alaska did a really beautiful story on all the amazing local artists that had entered. And there were so many fun entries. And
it's a great article from KTOO in Juneau. And you can look them up online and probably still catch that article.
Yeah, it's just so well put together. And it was nice that Bob Boylan remembered our entry and said some more really lovely things about it.
Extremely flattering. So. Yeah, he really had some nice things to say.
So while the contest is over and we did not win, we feel like winners. We feel like we got amazing support. And he enjoyed the song and he said some really kind things. So that's winning for us. It was just another little awesome.
Yeah, just another little
step ahead.
There you go. It's all about the momentum. Everything kind of just keeps moving forward. Hopefully your day is moving forward as well. As you're listening to 90.3 KMBA, you're going to head over to the Taproot tonight, catch Kat, Emma, and Brian at 7 o'clock, and Modern Savage is playing later in the evening. Come and see Brian's psychedelic banjo. You'll hear what it sounds like live. Let's hear what it sounds like on the radio. What can we hear next from you?
We're going to play A Long Way to Run. It's the last track on the new album, and this song is all about really listening to yourself and really, really following the own advice that you can offer yourself if you really, really open up your heart and listen.
One, two, three, four.
Don't know how I got here, but I got a long, long way to go. Yeah, I got a long, long way to go before I'm done. Cause it was a long, long way to run. Yes, it was a long, long
about your love. It's so hard to admit to, but it's calling all your shots for you. Live a life in a half-lit truth, counting the deeds that you can undo. They don't own you, they don't own you, they don't own you like you do. They don't own you, they don't own you, they don't own you.
Moore and Emma Hill and Brian Dast live in studio. We're sliding probably one more track in here tonight and trying to encourage folks to join us all down at the Taproot this evening, 7 o'clock showtime, for some more live music to just make this whole Friday feel real good. I've got a great window in our studio that allows me to see the Chugach Mountains, and I always, on these sunny days, just
beautiful.
Love it. You know, it's so nice to be able to see outside. I hope if you're at work, you have a chance to get a little sunshine into your afternoon. We'll carry that momentum on out onto the town and join us at the show. 7 o'clock sharp is when the show starts. 9 o'clock or a little thereafter is when Modern Savage will take the stage and crank up the energy as well.
And I did want to say our show, it's an early show. It is a seated
which
dinner,
I appreciate.
Dinner type
you.
Show. And it is... children with parents are welcome.
Ages.
Yeah, I wanted to bring that up because, you know, there's not many places in this town that you can go to see live music and bring the older kiddos that are excited to hear live music. So this is where we really specifically set it up so that this show is one. The show will be over by 9, so as long as people under 21 are there with their parent or legal guardian, they are able to make it into the show. And we really, really are excited to see some of our younger fans tonight. I know for a fact some of our favorite ones are coming. So.
Nice. Wow.
Fantastic. Let's hear some more music as we kind of put the finishing touches here on the Alaska Music Spotlight for Friday the 13th.
Ooh, spooky.
Yeah, we were just waiting for something to happen here. But nothing has.
That's my spooky music.
That was a good Friday the 13th theme song. Okay, we're going to play one more from the new album, and this one we just love having Kat sing on, and so we
I love
it'd
singing
be a good
on
way
it too.
To close out this wonderful segment. Thank you so much again, Lauren, for having us on and supporting local music. This one's called Rooted in Fear. Thank you.
the table. But when life gets tough, you're sure hoping he's there. You want to end all the war, gather up the children.
Melting into the sunshine. It's a great way to finish our afternoon music show. Thank you, Emma.
Thank you.
And thank you, Kat.
Thank you.
And Brian, thanks for coming back on up to Alaska, as you always do, and stopping by KMBA.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
We'll see you guys at the show. It's 7 o'clock tonight over at the Taproot with Modern Savage taking the stage a little bit later. If you would like to get some local music on the airwaves, hey, send it to us and get involved in your local music scene. Send it to the KMBA studios. I tell you what, go to the website for all the information. It's right there at kmba.org. Thanks again for coming in.